digital land. How's everyone doing out in digital land? I don't know what to call it anymore. When you're looking out into the ethers, the interwebs. Welcome. Today is Wednesday. What does this mean to you? This means that it is time for the Back to Me podcast. And, you know, I love talking all things wellness. And this week, I call it, I think I called it life is can change in an instant, or maybe it's life is a roller coaster, because it is. And this came to me last week because I had some medical appointments last week. For those of you who've been listening for a little while, you know, or maybe forgot, or maybe you just didn't ever realize that I had a stroke in October. I was probably as shocked as anybody. And I had a few doctor's appointments last week. Had an appointment with my neurologist because I'd had an MRI. I had some medical testing done that my thrombosis doctor wanted. And so for a little while, I've been I wouldn't say afraid, but I've been having this hesitation. So I had my stroke and I was feeling better and I was feeling like I was probably healing and I was doing really well, but you don't know what you don't know. And because it was a dissection of an artery, you don't know. It's not like a broken bone or a pulled muscle. You can't see what's going on in there. You can't figure out what's going on. But after I had my MRI and I talked to my neurologist, he said, "You're completely healed." So my life flipped around like that. So October the 29th, my world flipped in one direction. Boom. Suddenly I was someone who'd had a stroke. And on Friday, boom, I flipped to a really healthy person. And even though I was healthy the whole time, I recognize. But it just struck me how quickly information, how quickly something can flip your world. Now, unfortunately, he did say I'm not allowed to bungee jump anymore, but I think I can live with that. So today is of the Back to Me podcast. Life goes up, life goes down, life goes up, life goes down. And a comment or a word or a look or a circumstance can change things so quickly. And then what do we do with that? So we know that we can't change. That's the wrong word. We can't control what's going to happen to us. We can't know everything that's going to happen. We can't know that, you know, when I leave today to go for a walk, I'm going to trip and sprain my ankle. That kind of thing you can't know. But what we can do is do what we can to be prepared for the unpredictability of life. Life is going to be unpredictable. And that's actually kind of exciting. If I can predict everything, oh my gosh, I'd be so bored. So I enjoy and embrace the unpredictability for the most part. I'm going to admit there's days where I might not really embrace something unexpected happening. But life is going to be unpredictable. So let's just accept that. Then what do we do with that? So I use this example a lot when I'm teaching yoga or Tai Chi. It's like weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Now, weebles are weebles. They've been built so they don't fall down. You might fall down. The only, not going to say that. The only thing about falling down is it's in your best interest to get back up again. So how do we make sure that we can get up from whatever knocks us over? Maybe we wobble. If we work on this hard enough, maybe we just get a little wobble and then we come back to our center. That's my ideal world. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Who remembers those? Man, weebles are so fun. So life is unpredictable. It's going to cause you a wobble. It might knock you all the way over. How do we make sure that we can come back to center or stand back up? Well, we do things in advance, since we know that life's unpredictable, since we know that things are going to happen, since we don't know what's going to happen, we find a way to get some balance in our lives so that we can come back to center faster. And I know I've talked about this before. I feel like I talk about this all the time because I think it's important. I actually spoke in an online summit yesterday on just this topic. So very apropos that I'm thinking about it again this week. So the six aspects of life, one way to look at it is, I often show it as a flower, but you could think of it as a wheel. You know, there's six spokes on the wheel, and there's financial, professional, physical, emotional, relationship, spiritual, all along. And if one of those, so mine happened to be physical, was, if you think of it as a scale of 1 to 10, how long is it? Maybe it's, you know, maybe 1 to 10 works. If one of them is decreased in value because you're not well, as that wheel goes around, it's going to bump. Every time it hits that physical aspect of wellness, it's going to bump. It's going to bump. And it's going to affect the other ones, right? So ideally, we're trying to expand our wellness, get it balanced through the six. I only choose six aspects because it's easier for the human brain to wrap itself around six things instead of all the things. So six categories. I've seen more categories, less categories from other coaches, but categories just help us kind of streamline our thinking. So if we have six categories, if one of them, say, the physical one's just easy, because of what just happened to me. So my physical wellness was suddenly thrown off, and boy, did I wobble. But because I had done a lot of work to try and keep all of the aspects of my wellness, all of those six aspects of wellness, keep them balanced and keep them to some level of healthiness, that decline in my health suddenly didn't throw me too far off. I will admit it was a big wobble. I may have even come close to falling over. But because I had the relationships to help bolster me back up, because my financial, I had relatively stable, because what else have I got? My professional business, I had built it to a point where I could just call up my clients and say, hey, I just need, you know, a couple weeks off. Spiritual for me, it's just, you know, a greater energy. I feel like I still have purpose. So that helped me get back up. I still have a purpose. I'm still supposed to be here. So all of my other aspects of wellness were well balanced and well fleshed out. So even when my physical wellness dropped, I could still recover more quickly, because one, I had done a lot of work on my physical wellness to try and keep myself as healthy as I could be. And I had all the other pieces. Nobody's perfect, by the way. I'm not a 10 in any of them by any means, but I just keep working on them, knowing that working on those things is going to help me keep myself moving forward, keep myself doing the things I want to do, having the life that I want to have, enjoying myself in a way that makes me happy, being able to share with my friends and try and impart some, I don't want to use the word wisdom, thoughts, maybe it is wisdom, something to help you. This is my whole goal, to help you, give you something to think about, give you an approach to take to maybe get yourself so that if something is happening to you or something has happened to you, can you get yourself back on track? Is there a way I can help you get back on track faster? Or that maybe everything's awesome right now, which is amazing. Like, yahoo, everything's awesome. But knowing that something could happen, eventually something does happen to us all, right? We all know that we all end in the same place. Just having your pieces organized so that you feel like you can just ride that out. You can, as I say at the end of my Tai Chi class, you can just go with that flow of life. You're going to surf it. You're going to surf whatever comes up, right? That is my thought for you this week. Weebles wobble. They don't fall down. So you're going to do what you can to find your own internal balance. Everybody's going to be different. Every single person has a different approach, a different need, different things happening in their lives. So take a look, even write down those six things. I'll just say them again: financial, professional, physical, emotional, relationship, and spiritual. Take a look at each of those. Is there one in particular that needs a little bit of work? By the way, if you work on one, it will improve all the other ones. So don't just listen. Take some action. Don't just listen and go, that was interesting, and get on with your day. Do something to help yourself. Be ready for the waves that come, the life that comes. None of us saw COVID coming, right? And man, has that been a ride. So not that I want to talk about COVID anymore, but the more that you can be in balance, the faster you will be able to get back up and recover yourself. That's my thought for this week, my friends. By the way, this week's celebrity chat is Dr. Brian, one of my favorite people. I've known Dr. Brian for a long time. He used to be a chiropractor, and now he teaches mindfulness, and we had a really awesome chat. And he's coming out on this Friday for the celebrity chat, and I would really love if you had a listen and send out some love to Dr. Brian. Have an amazing week, my friends. If you ever need me, of course, always, just send me a DM, send me an email, send me smoke signals, send me a message. I would love to have a chat with you. I hope you have a great week. Take care, my friends. See you soon.